Jerry Bader Show, 924. Wisconsin advances again to the Sweet 16, the basketball Badgers. I don't remember how many times this is now under Coach Bo Ryan. I don't remember how many times they made it to the Sweet 16. They've been in the tournament. But CBS rattled off the success they've had under Ryan. I knew it was good, but when you hear it that way, wouldn't you say, Jason, that in the past decade they've had more success than the football Badgers? In terms of being national contenders, I mean, really. And I'll just say it again. We are living in such a spoiled time in Wisconsin sports. The only thing that keeps us grounded to reality at all are the Milwaukee teams. And even the Brewers have had successful years in the past 5 years. Made it to the NLCS. Yeah, the Bucks will forever keep you grounded. Yeah. Just, I think Herb Cole needs to sell the team for them to have success. And then I don't think it stays in Wisconsin. That's what I believe. But the Badger athletic programs, and they haven't skipped a beat as Barry Alvarez as athletic director. Just incredible times. By the way, all of this is reigniting the debate as to whether college athletes at that level in the two lucrative sports, basketball and football, should be compensated. As you may know, I think they should be. They do generate billions of dollars. And as someone said on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, who was not on This Week, Martha Raddatz has been doing it for weeks, they're not student athletes anymore. They're athlete students at that high level. Well, yeah, but then you'd have to pay lacrosse. No, I don't think you would. And I know that would bring on lawsuits. But I continue to believe that. By the way, in the Sweet 16, the Badgers are meeting Baylor, which I think is going to be an extremely difficult game. I mean, I think that's going to be a really, really tough game. I do. I don't feel good about their chances Thursday night. I think they're running into an excellent team, and I don't know if they match up well, if the Badgers' defense can contain Baylor. I don't follow basketball that closely where I can speak all that intelligently on that. I would say this. If they get past Baylor, and Jason, who does follow it closely, agrees, boy, anything's possible once they get to the Elite Eight. Anything is possible if they get past Baylor. I think it's going to be a very tough game. In the 2 minutes that I have here, actually almost 3 minutes, very quietly, there was a ruling last week that I think is important, and I strongly support it. A judge ruled last week that police cannot use a long-ignored federal privacy law to redact names from crash and incident reports. What happened is in 2010, Sen versus Village of Palatine, Illinois, Jason Sen alleged Palatine violated the 1989 Driver's Privacy Protection Act by leaving a parking ticket with his name, date of birth, and other personal information in public view on his windshield. I happen to agree with that. There's no reason to put all of that information on that little envelope that they stick the ticket in, or the ticket act. Slow down, Jerry. The ticket acts as kind of its own envelope. You know, it's got the fold on there. You put it in there. You shouldn't have all of that on the guy's windshield. I agree. However, and this is much like CCAP, police reports are public records. And out of that fear from that lawsuit, insurance carriers for municipalities started forcing them to redact all of that information on police records. I absolutely think that violates the intent of the public record. The judge agreed. The New Richmond News filed suit against the city of New Richmond. So it was the St. Croix County Circuit Judge Howard Cameron who said, no, they can't do that. In fact, some 30 Wisconsin agencies, I know at least one or two in our area, took up that practice of redacting names. No. That absolutely goes beyond that. This was a gross overreaction by insurance companies. Well, we're not going to get sued. And I, if this gets challenged all the way to the state Supreme Court, so be it. But I feel very strongly open records are open records for a reason. And again, it is to watch what law enforcement and the courts do. But recent trends have people just feeling that, no, nothing is open to the public anymore because they become so suspicious of the government. That's why it should be open to the public. You've got it exactly backwards. It's not something a lot of people deal with, but I think it's an important ruling. Let's get to Ukraine at 9:35. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.